Welcome to another edition of Angry and Confused. It's me, Emery, along with Kirby. Today we're going to talk about and start off with what happened in the Olympics. USA just completely demolished everybody in the medal count itself. Kirby, what are your thoughts on the USA having 39 gold, 41 silver, and 33 bronze?
I don't know I like how they performed at the Olympics. I didn't know how this year would go with COVID and everything like that, and which if our big time athletes would get kicked out due to COVID or whatever. But I'm glad we finally pulled out the gold. We were down most of the time to China in golds, and on the last night we pulled out and took the lead in golds. So I'm excited for the United States.
Yeah, and one of the most unbelievable stories was that wrestler, how he only had like 7 seconds to pull off 2 points, and he took the dudes back there at the main end while the time was running out in one go.
That
So if
was
that doesn't show people to just continuously to fight the entire time you're in a match, I mean, that was wonderful.
he literally beat him in the last second. That Stevenson guy. And he's like, what is he? He's probably like 6'4", 300 pounds, and he does a backflip every time he wins. A
he's a
big man like
dude.
a man that size should not be able to do backflips.
Yeah. Somebody mentioned something about he was going to WWE.
Really? I did not
Yeah.
see that.
That's something that Doss could probably update us on. He knows more about wrestling than we do. But our men, I thought men's basketball, I thought we started off, we struggled. We lost like what, the first three, and then
We
we come
lost all those
back.
expeditions, and then we lost the first, what was it, the first game of the
Yeah.
Olympics of France.
Yeah.
And then they got a hold of it and ended up winning. The USA women dominated every game they played in.
It's hard to compete with women in most sports. I actually took the time to watch women's rugby a little bit. I thought they'd done a fantastic job. The team that beat them went on winning the whole thing. So, I think that was Canada. So heads off to Canada if that was you. If not, I don't care. So.
I was impressed with I like the swimming. I was very impressed with Caleb Dressel. He kicked ass
Oh,
in
he
swimming.
yeah, and there was a young chick for USA.
What
I
was
want
her
to say her name like Caitlin or Katie or something like that.
name? Ledecky?
Yes,
Yeah, Ledecky.
she absolutely kicked ass.
Dominated. Yep.
She deserves all the praise that comes with being an Olympic athlete and winning. So I'm glad. So let's switch on over. Let's go to NFL because that's what most of our viewers are listen to us for. Giants running back Barkley activated and he's back at practice.
It's a good thing for the Giants. It's not a good thing for Eagles fans.
Not at all. But as far as you Eagles fans going, there's been talk that Jalen Hurts is doing outstanding.
I told y'all that he would. Nobody believed me, except for you. You were the only one that believed me. Doss and Chris were like, I don't know. Especially Doss.
Especially, well, he's a Colts fan. They don't even have a
Yeah.
quarterback right now. So,
Yeah. They're going to bring back Philip Rivers in a wheelchair to play for
yeah. But my only concern with Jalen Hurts is that the fact that he does roll out of the pocket
Yeah.
needs to.
Yeah, that's his style, and that works in college, but not really in the NFL. You just sit back there and stay in the pocket as long as you possibly can. So.
I want to touch on something Bengals and everything else that's going on in the NFL. Let's talk about the Hall of Fame. Megatron
Yes,
was
sir.
inducted. Well deserved. But did you know he came into the league, I believe, in Tom Brady's fifth season in the NFL?
Was it?
And he's retired and he's already got his gold jacket, and Tom Brady is still in the league.
That's
And,
crazy.
To me, that's so weird that all that has transpired, you know, because Megatron was an unbelievably gifted athlete, and just to have him, everybody knew he was going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I just it was really sad when he retired because he was fun to watch.
Yeah, I believe he retired a little early. He could have kept it going.
Yeah.
But I think that's why a lot of the receivers stay in it and then they slowly drop off and you don't have that hype around his name. He retired when he was still on a high. People, you don't hear nothing bad about him. Let's see. Another player that was in the Hall of Fame was Edgerrin James, Colts running back.
Mm-hmm. With like Peyton Manning.
With Peyton Manning, yeah.
Yep.
I like what Edgerrin James went on saying, you know, because people made fun of him for having the gold teeth back in the day. And he said his career started with the gold teeth, and now he's got the gold jacket. And it's well-deserved. He was a great running back, real fun to watch.
Yep. Who else got it? No, it was an Eagles player that got in. How many people ended up getting in this past? Well, because they did 2020 and 2021 this weekend, didn't they?
Yes, because you got to think Peyton was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy, you picked him up when we do our stuff, but Troy Polamalu.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Atwater. Isaac Bruce. One of the greatest coaches, and as a Bengals fan, it hurts to say it, but Bill Cowher was an amazing coach for the Steelers. He's in there.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, that was another great one. Then that was in your 20s, so you're Charles Woodson, Calvin Johnson, John Lynch, who was one of the hardest hitting safeties out there.
Yep. It's funny how we did that thing on Madden with the NFL legends and all these guys were on our teams.
To see, because you got Madden coming out here in a couple weeks too, so we'll be starting that league back up. So if anybody is out there listening and you actually play Madden and you like to be in a good funny league, you can join our league. You can send us a message and we'll add you in there on Xbox.
I'll just give you a bit of advice. If you're playing DOS, all he likes to do is throw slants.
100%. Yeah, if you're playing me, I'll run a tight end. I love a tight end position. I think it's the most underrated position on the field because you see what a Travis Kelce or a George Kittle does to a team.
Yeah. Who are you running with there for a while? Evan Ingram?
Evan Ingram, yeah.
Because I got Noah Fant from you for a steal.
that was a good one. Speaking of Evan Ingram, did you hear what happened during their first, like, for the Giants' first training camp day in full pads? They got in a full-out brawl.
That's typical.
And it all started because Evan Ingram didn't like the way a defensive player hit a backup running back for him. And Daniel Jones was caught in the bottom of the pile.
I think I don't mind Daniel James. I think he's all right, but a lot of people say this is his last year. If he doesn't produce, then he's gone.
Yeah, there's plenty of quarterbacks that'll be coming out of this upcoming draft. I think if Jones doesn't produce here, I think you got to cut ties with him.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he does all right, but I mean, he's not what the Giants need. He's not an Eli Manning.
Yeah, I think Jones would be an excellent backup on a team that's got a veteran, a real good veteran leadership. So if Daniel Jones sat behind Aaron Rodgers, I think he could learn something. If he sat behind a Tom Brady, he could learn something. Even Stafford. Stafford is a killer arm, great all around leader. But I think Jones has some growing up to do, and I think they put him into a no-win situation.
Yeah. I mean, they got a decent defense. I don't think they're the best defense in the NFC East, but I just their offense, they don't have a big time receiver, and they just did get they got Galladay this year.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. But other than that, like their big receiver was Sterling Shepard. So, I mean, you have a good running back, a decent quarterback, an all right offensive line. They just didn't have anybody to throw to, really.
So. Yeah. Speaking of NFL, I mean, the Bengals this year, I mean, that's my team. I'll touch on them because we haven't found a time to get Chrisman on here yet. But one of my main worries is actually happening right now. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, he's physically fine. It's just he's mentally – it's like he's afraid to get hurt again. And coming off an injury like that, that's kind of what makes or breaks somebody, is not being able to physically get back out there. But mentally, it's a struggle. And he is not doing that well right now in the offseason. I know Mixon – says he's ready to row and he's actually doing well, but Joe Burrow, if he can't get in there and take a hit, the Bengals are back struggling for a quarterback.
I agree. I hope he does. I mean, obviously, I don't really care for the Bengals. I mean, I don't despise them, but I'd like to see Joe Burrow do good. I mean, he's a class act, so.
Hopefully that's just like anybody he come in, he's proving himself to be a great quarterback, and to get hurt like that and try to come back. I mean, you see the Madden ratings, they have Trevor Lawrence above him in Madden. So
that's ridiculous.
and a healthy Joe Burrow is better. Fantastic, yeah.
He's got a lot more weapon. I mean, he's got a lot better team than Trevor Lawrence will have, though, in my opinion.
Right. This year, the Bengals they focused during the offseason more on defense than offense, because it's a lot easier to score and win a game if you're playing great defenses. Look at the Ravens team when they had Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
That won them the Super Bowl there. So hopefully Trey Hendrickson, you know, from the Saints. Hopefully he does something for us. I think I seen an article saying that Deshaun Watson suited up for practice today.
Yeah, I saw that they were going to allow him to come to training camp, but I don't – they just don't know what his future may be right now. So.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. I mean, if he's not back, I mean – Tyrod Taylor is going – I think he's going to do good. The Texans are going to struggle this year, but yeah, I would rather have Tyrod Taylor than a Daniel Jones.
Yeah, me too. with the Eagles, I'm eager to see how Zach Ertz produces, because, you know, last year he was unhappy. He wanted to leave. He requested a trade. They were in talks with trading possibly with the Cardinals, and – nothing ever happened because he got hurt. But I'm eager to see how he produces this year, and if he's, you know, going to actually give it his all for the Eagles, or if he's just going to, like, you know, set back and not really give a shit. I don't know.
Oh, God. I mean, if the Eagles ran a two tight end set,
they'd run it. they'd be good tight ends.
Yeah, they would be able to do fantastic things with that, because, I mean, if Jalen Hurts, or should I say when he runs out of the pocket too early.
They might have worked on it.
And he's got somebody kind of adding maybe a tight end that he can kind of dip one off to.
Yeah.
Would help out.
There's a lot of predictions that for the Eagles that Devontae Smith becomes the Eagles' first rookie wide receiver with 1,000 receiving yards. The records right now with DeSean Jackson is at 912 yards. So I'm eager to see if Devontae is Jalen Hurts number one, or if he goes to Greg Ward, Zach Ertz, Jalen Reagor, Travis Fulgham. I'm eager to see if he actually does get that 1,000-yard mark this year.
I don't know if he'll get the 1,000-yard mark, but I know he'll be
a factor.
He'll be, yeah, he'll.
Yeah. So there was a lot of hype that the Eagles might trade for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Right now I don't see that being a good idea with all the legal stuff going on, but eventually I guess they might. I'd like to see what Jalen Hurts can do for us before they make that trade, you know. I mean, I'd love to have Deshaun Watson, but
as a player, Deshaun Watson is an unbelievable talent. As a person battling through legal battles, that's more of a locker room cancer.
Yeah.
So, something good happened for Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen. Did you see that $258 million extension he got?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money, and I know that Baker Mayfield said that was a mega deal win for all the NFL, and to have a Buffalo Bills quarterback stick around, because growing up, I mean, their quarterbacks don't really stick around. No. I mean, they've kind of went through it. They've kind of went through a bunch of them. I mean, they're not like Cleveland Brown going through it, but I think Josh Allen provides that safe haven spot for the quarterback. I think he's going to stick it out. I think he'll probably stay with the Bills for a while, and hopefully we can find those lifetime players and all these teams going into the future. Because before, if you was a Packer, you was going to ride it out and be a Packer forever. Or if you was a Raider, you rode that out. Now, yeah. Today, you know, people's chasing money. And as a business aspect, I get that. But as a fan aspect, you want your guy, and you want him there long term. Maybe teams are starting to realize that.
I guess we got preseason football this week, don't we?
Preseason football this week.
Thursday, you got Washington and the Patriots, and then the Steelers and the Eagles play too. The 12th,
yep.
Right?
Yep, at 7:30. The Steelers are playing at
Philly,
the Lincoln Financial Field, yeah. And then Washington's playing at the Gillette Stadium. Because then you got Friday, you got Titans, Falcons, Bills, Lions, Cowboys, Cardinals, and then you just got the whole rest of it.
Ooh, y'all have been up with the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah. I've been waiting to see that. Good thing it is. It's only backups that really play. So,
who's got maybe we won't.
Yeah, maybe we won't lose by a lot there. I look forward to seeing on Sunday the 15th at 1 p.m. You have the Panthers at the Colts.
Yeah, I'd like to see if they play Darnold a little bit for the Panthers, or what they do with there.
Because it's a new team, he's got to get used to it. There's no sense in keeping him out long term. Yeah. I say play him first half. If he's doing really well, if he's living up to expectations, then you need to keep, like, put him out so he doesn't get hurt. There is a wide receiver for the Los Angeles Chargers because we're creating another fantasy football league. We're doing the single season one. There's 12 teams in it. There's a wide receiver. He played for Tennessee. I think his last name's Palmer. He is doing nothing but making headlines in the Chargers area. Yeah, and now he's not going to take over Keenan Allen's spot. But
no, but he'll get some reps, definitely.
Definitely, and he likes playing in the slot, so I think that's going to be. For a Justin Herbert, I mean, great checkdowns, hopefully. That could be a dude that we're going to have to watch. Last name's Palmer.
Hopefully Chrisman doesn't figure it out.
he'll still run with A.J. Dillon and about six running backs. Speaking of that, all this year, I mean, people are saying take running backs the first two rounds.
Yeah.
If you can't, because you can pick a quarterback up later. There's no sense Mahomes up in the first if he's going to pretty much give you the same points as picking. I don't know. Seventh. Because, I mean, last year I took Mahomes in the second round, I believe. I had Mahomes. He played three quarters in almost every game. He never played a full game. His backup had more playing time than since we've been making fun of Daniel Jones all the time. I'll say Daniel Jones.
Poor Daniel Jones.
Yeah. As far as a Duke quarterback, come on, man. We need you to kind of push it on out there. You got to do what you got to do. Understand. Try to find a way to win. Saquon being back will help them.
Yeah, it'll give him. It'll open a lot more things up because last year they didn't really have a running back that was, you know, Saquon level. So I think having Saquon will open a lot more of the passing game up, and hopefully it'll help Daniel Jones out a little bit.
At least that's what they're hoping for, right?
Yeah. I mean, I hate to see anybody, you know, with that much talent just get dumped because they don't have a team built around them. But
right.
He is a giant. So, you know, NFC East is the Eagles. So that's all that matters. It's the Eagles.
Now, is there a player that's on for your upcoming fantasy football? And I'm not trying to see where you're going to draft or whatever, because we don't even know our order in the draft. But is there a player that you're thinking picking late that might be a factor?
I mean, they did say to pick that one dude from Tennessee up that won the place for the Chargers. They said he was a last round pick. Possibly going with him, you know, or Rashad Bateman. I think he'll be.
Oh, good, yeah. This year.
Yeah. In our other league, I picked him up in our rookie draft that we had, and I picked him up in the last round. I think that was a good pickup. I think he'll be pretty good this year. So, you got one?
Just thinking about it, because there's so much going on with the COVID and stuff, and you got these people, but there's last year, Mike Davis, when McCaffrey got hurt, he put up some good numbers. He can catch. He's now in Atlanta. I think he might be a good pickup if you need a. He could be a third string running. You need somebody that's going to come in and produce some points. I think he could do that. Tight ends, Logan Thomas.
Yeah, definitely a good pickup.
Because the dude's only getting better.
Yeah, I mean, he was a quarterback. He turned into a tight end. And in my opinion, he's top 10 tight end in the league right now.
Right. And then this is my big one. And if he's up in the fourth, fifth round, I'm saying it here first. I'm going to take him. Travis Etienne. Jaguars are pretty much saying that he's only going to be a third down back. I don't buy that.
Well, they have him running fake news. They have him running a lot of slot receiver.
Yes. I think he will be able to provide you for, you know, PPR type of leagues. I think he'll be able to provide you that those extra points when needed. Because not only is he going to run it, he's going to catch it. He's going to score. And
pick up Tebow.
And Trevor Lawrence will they're comfortable. So when you're struggling and you're trying to find your way out, go with what feels comfortable, and I think that's when he'll check down to Etienne. That will make a big difference.
I agree. You want to bounce over to college football and talk about the Texas Oklahoma jump move.
That is right. I'll let you lead that one off.
Well, I was a Big 12 fan, team in the Big 12. I just don't see – I can see Oklahoma wanting to make the move because Oklahoma can't compete. They always take the Big 12 every year. However, they always choke in the playoff. So, I don't – and it's usually to an SEC team. So, I don't understand why they wanted to make that move. I mean, I guess I get it as a big move for money. But
yeah,
like Texas can't even win the Big 12. So what? Why are they going to go to the SEC? You know what I mean?
They're going to help recruit. It's hard. It's hard to recruit against the Alabama. It's hard to recruit against the Georgia. I think once you put Texas money in that, I think they're going to get some good recruits.
I agree, but Texas always gets good recruits, but they never produce what they're good recruits. That's the thing. Like, you look at Iowa State, and Iowa State and West Virginia are in the same boat. They get a three-star recruits, a bunch of three-star recruits, and a couple four-star recruits, and they produce with those three-star recruits and four-star recruits. Like, look at Iowa State. They're preseason number 7 this year, and they probably have 10 to 15 four-star recruits on their team. The rest are three stars. So, I mean, Texas is getting these five-star recruits, and they still get beat by teams like West Virginia and TCU and Iowa State and Texas Tech. So, I mean, they're getting their recruits. Yeah, they might get better recruits if they go to the SEC more, but I don't know. I mean, they can't produce. And maybe they will now with a new head coach, but.
Yeah, I mean, that all comes down to coaching. If you're not coaching these guys well, then no matter if they are five-star recruits, athleticism can only take them so far, especially if you go into a league like the SEC. One thing that I'm concerned about is what that is going to do for the Big 12. I don't see them being a conference anymore. I think they'll separate. I'd like to see West Virginia. Me and you've talked about this, you know, off podcast before. West Virginia going to the ACC.
Yeah, and I think West Virginia is a good fit for either the ACC or the Big Ten. You know.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, the Big Ten with the SEC getting all that stuff, and then there was those rumors that Clemson and Florida State reached out to the SEC. I don't know how true that is, but if that happens, the ACC might crumble too. So the Big Ten might be loading up and be like, well, we're going to have a powerhouse with the SEC, so we need to start getting good teams. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Big Ten picks up, you know, West Virginia, possibly Iowa State, Kansas State, possibly. I don't, you know. They're going to have to load up against the SEC if the SEC's getting all those powerhouses. So,
well, something that needs to happen is Cincinnati, Central Florida, they need to go to a bigger conference.
That was the thing that I was talking with somebody at work the other day about that. I was like, if West Virginia ends up going to the ACC, I see the ACC picking up a team like Cincinnati or Central Florida along with West Virginia and possibly Notre Dame. I mean, these Cincinnati and Central Florida, they can compete. We saw it last year. And, you know, I mean, Cincinnati got robbed in that bowl game against Georgia. They should have won that game. So they can compete with big teams like that. So I don't see why they wouldn't, you know, try to pick those two smaller teams up.
One thing that you mentioned earlier was, you know, the ACC struggling if Clemson and Florida State left. I don't see that as a struggle because the ACC is basketball heavy.
Yeah.
It's never really been football heavy. So as far as football goes, all these teams want to join the SEC because they are focusing on football. But when you think of basketball, you think of Duke, North Carolina.
Yeah.
I could see a West Virginia going to the ACC and I mean, that would help them out. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, West Virginia competes in every sport. And that's one thing that the ACC needs to look at is West Virginia is good in football. I mean, they're a good football program. I mean, they're like the 13th, 14th winningest program in the country. You got a good basketball team that can compete. You got a baseball team that's pretty darn good. I mean, they hosted a regional College World Series a couple years ago. I mean, they can compete. They're putting people in the league. You got their soccer, women's soccer team's always good. I mean, they can compete in about every sport. So I don't see why they wouldn't be a good pickup, you know?
Exactly. Especially with them trying to find a home. I think the ACC should look at it and just go ahead and make that commitment in 2025.
I agree. I mean, regionally, West Virginia is a perfect team for the ACC. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted us to go into the ACC back when we went into the Big 12. I mean, West Virginia is the number one traveled football program in the country. You know, like, they travel a lot. They have to go so far to play a game.
Right. When they can just hang around home here.
Drive an hour and a half up the road to Pittsburgh and play Pittsburgh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Let's see. I'm trying to see if there's anything new that we haven't talked about or have touched on. I know that we talked about the Olympics. We went into the NFL. We went to college. Let's throw out a quick baseball thing. We'll throw that out. The Reds are actually doing good. That's my team. I think they have a good shot of making it to the playoffs. It looks like your Yankees, they're 61-50. They play the Royals tonight at 8:10. If anybody's watching that, the Reds play the Cleveland Indians, was going to switch to the Guardians. And then I guess it's a roller team or something else like that. So the Cleveland, they're going to have to either pay them a ton of money or they're going to have to switch their name again.
The Yankees have been fairly hot last couple of weeks. I mean, they're getting better. I mean, they picked up Anthony Rizzo. I thought that was a good pickup. The Cubs, I don't know what the hell the Cubs were thinking. Getting rid of all their stars. But, hey, we benefited from it, so.
Right. And speaking of benefiting, did you see Jello ball out the other day?
Yeah, I did see that.
And I know his dad was wearing a hat that said, "I told you so." So I believe all three boys will be in the league this year. I think he's doing well in the summer league. Did you hear that the NBA is looking into that sign and trade with the other Ball brother?
Oh, what was his name?
Lonzo.
Yeah, speaking of which, did you see where he went to the
Chicago Bulls?
The Bulls are loading up. I mean, they got him, and then they got
DeRozan?
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan. Another team that's loading up, they got Kyle Lowry, is the Heat.
Yeah, they're not messing around. Mm-hmm. I think that was another team and another instance where the NBA is looking into that sign and trade. Because there was two instances where it was just – they said that during these sign-in trades and the league needs to know a whole lot more things that are going on, and there wasn't, and it happened too quickly. So I know the league is looking into that. I know Butler signed a four-year, $184 million extension.
Still not as big as Steph Curry's big extension. Did you see that one? I think it was like $215 million. That's insane.
The amount of money that's going into these players, and, you know, they're entertainers, I get it. But that's a lot of money to be throwing around.
I know.
What about Westbrook going to the Laker? I think I think that is a waste of time.
That's a nightmare gonna happen. That's a nightmare waiting to happen. Too many ball hogs on that team.
Well, see, it's not just that. It's imagine Westbrook and LeBron one pass away from having an assist and them just passing it back and forth.
Mm-hmm. I need the triple double. No, you need the triple double.
it's going to be crazy, but it's going to be interesting to see how they fit in. If not, Westbrook would be a good trade somewhere else. You can get a couple other guys. Yeah. I hated that since Kuzma balled out for the Lakers, ever since then, all they've wanted to do is trade him.
Yep.
They finally did it. I hope he comes out to be a fucking superstar
for the Wizards.
for the Wizards, and I hope he makes them regret it.
Me too. Did you see where they also got Carmelo?
Yeah, I did. I did see that. It's nothing but old age, bad knees, and a couple bad jokes. It's going to be hard to start a bunch of players when they're all on time restrictions. I think Father Time is going to catch up to the Lakers. I think LeBron, you shot yourself in the foot because you know he was probably behind all these stupid ass deals that were going
LeBron
on.
LeBron runs the shit. We all know it.
So that's funny. That
Los
is
Angeles geriatrics.
And that's nothing against you old people out there. We only have like two of you that listen to this show. It's funny. You can laugh. I seen Golden State Warriors agreed to trade Eric Pascal for a future second round pick. Guard Victor Oladipo agreed to a 1-year deal with the Heat.
Ooh. They're loading up.
Right. Knicks All-Star Randall agreed to a 4-year, $117 million extension.
He deserves that money, though. He's good.
For a dude that's name hasn't really been out there as much, yeah, he deserves it. Center Whiteside agreed to a deal with the Jazz.
What?
The Jazz is a big team, and they just added Hassan Whiteside. So I think
yikes.
I think they're going to play big, and they're going to run the show. Chicago Bulls are, yeah, they got DeMar DeRozan on a 3-year deal.
Lonzo.
Yeah, Lakers did get Malik Monk. So, I mean, he's 23. He's probably the youngest dude on the team.
Yeah. They got Mac McClung, too. They drafted him.
Oh, yeah. I think that'll be good. He adds because he can create his own shot.
Yeah.
I think that'll be good. One thing I am worried about was free agent center Andre Drummond signing with the 76ers. I know him and Embiid has had some trouble in the past, so we'll see what happens with that and see if there's an issue that builds around that. Hopefully, you know, grown men do grown men shit. Hopefully they can just handle it in the offseason. A dude that I ain't heard about in a while, Rudy Gay, signed a 2-year deal with the Utah Jazz.
Mm.
Yeah, he's entering his 16th season. So, this is probably his last contract.
Yeah, definitely. I'm eager to see the Heat. I mean, they got, he said they're getting Oladipo, Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry, Bam Adebayo. I mean, what's that one dude, the lefty that plays for him?
The lefty?
He's a shooter.
Tyler Hero?
Well, they got Hero, but they also got
Duncan Robinson.
Duncan Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to look like a pretty good team. You know, I don't know how Udonis Haslem's still there, but Dwayne Dedman.
How's he still there? I thought he retired.
Yeah. PJ Tucker's still there. So, They got some old heads to balance out that young roster. By old heads, I mean Udonis Haslam at 41.
But that's old.
For NBA, that's old.
That's a lot, yeah.
That's probably why he's going to sit a lot. But that's going to wrap up our edition this week. Kirby, you want to take it out?
Go ahead.
All right. So just make sure you like, follow Twitter, Facebook. We're on TikTok as well. A video for the Jake Paul fight, because we all still at the studio still think that Jake Paul can fuck himself. Doss is working out. And it's shocking to say. It's even shocking to see. We're putting that video out here soon on TikTok, so make sure you watch that. As far as Doss wanting to do his own podcast about the Colts, we all know the Colts is going to suck. I mean, yeah, you don't even have a quarterback.
Fuck the Colts. Mister, so, we haven't won a Super Bowl in 20 years.
So that's going to end it. Listen, like it, save it. Angry and Confused Podcast all day. We'll be coming out with some merch here soon. Yeah, and also, if you're feeling down, if you need a pick-me-up, Raise Energy, Sour Gummy Worms, Apollo, they have great protein. I'm actually I've got a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup protein, and water's fine. Add milk to it. It's fantastic. You should try it. If you use the code ANGRY at checkout, ANGRY, we can save you some money. Y'all have a good night. Take it easy.